The Will to Believe. By William James. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Will to Believe by William James is a philosophical essay written in 1896. It is an argument for the justification of faith, and is James' attempt to reconcile religious faith with his own philosophical pragmatism. In the essay, James argues that it is rational to believe in religious doctrines, even if there is no scientific evidence to support them. He argues that, in certain cases, it is rational to believe in something even if there is no evidence for it, and that this is especially true in the case of religious faith. He also argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if it is not logically necessary. James begins by discussing the idea of the will to believe, which he defines as the willingness to accept certain beliefs without evidence. He argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if there is no evidence for it, and that this is especially true in the case of religious faith. He then goes on to discuss the idea of the right to believe, which he defines as the right to accept certain beliefs without evidence. He argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if it is not logically necessary. James then goes on to discuss the idea of the duty to believe, which he defines as the obligation to accept certain beliefs without evidence. He argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if it is not logically necessary. He then goes on to discuss the idea of the obligation to inquire, which he defines as the obligation to seek out evidence for one's beliefs. He argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if it is not logically necessary. Finally, James discusses the idea of the obligation to act, which he defines as the obligation to act on one's beliefs. He argues that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if it is not logically necessary. He concludes by arguing that, in some cases, it is rational to believe in something even if there is no evidence for it, and that this is especially true in the case of religious faith. The Will to Believe is an important philosophical essay that has had a lasting impact on the philosophical debate surrounding religious faith. It is an argument for the justification of faith, and is James' attempt to reconcile religious faith with his own philosophical pragmatism. It is an argument for the rational acceptance of certain beliefs without evidence, and for the obligation to act on one's beliefs. It is an important work that has had a lasting impact on the philosophical debate surrounding religious faith. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Will to Believe, James argues that it is sometimes rational to believe something without evidence. Summary, William James argues that in certain cases, it is rational to believe something without evidence, and that this is known as the will to believe. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that in certain cases, it is rational to believe something without evidence. He calls this the will to believe. According to James, the will to believe is a psychological phenomenon that allows us to make decisions without having all the facts. He believes that this is a necessary part of life, as it allows us to make decisions and take action even when we don't have all the information. James argues that the will to believe is not a blind leap of faith, but rather a rational decision based on the available evidence. He believes that in some cases, the evidence may be incomplete or inconclusive, but that it is still possible to make a rational decision based on the available information. He also argues that the will to believe is not a form of wishful thinking, but rather a way of making decisions based on the best available evidence. James believes that the will to believe is an important part of life, as it allows us to make decisions and take action even when we don't have all the facts. He argues that it is sometimes necessary to make decisions without having all the evidence, and that this is a rational and necessary part of life. He believes that the will to believe is a valuable tool that can help us make decisions and take action even when we don't have all the facts. Main idea number 2. The right to believe. James argues that individuals have the right to believe whatever they choose, regardless of the evidence. Summary, William James argues that individuals have the right to believe whatever they choose, even if there is no evidence to support it, and that this is known as the right to believe. William James argues that individuals have the right to believe whatever they choose, even if there is no evidence to support it. This is known as the right to believe. According to James, this right is essential to the development of a person's character and identity. He believes that it is important for individuals to be able to form their own beliefs, even if they are not supported by evidence. He argues that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to make decisions and take action based on their own beliefs, rather than relying solely on the beliefs of others. Furthermore, James argues that this right is essential for individuals to be able to explore and discover new ideas and perspectives. He believes that without the right to believe, individuals would be unable to think for themselves and would be limited to the beliefs of those around them. James also argues that the right to believe is essential for individuals to be able to develop their own moral and ethical values. He believes that individuals should be able to form their own beliefs about what is right and wrong, rather than relying solely on the beliefs of others. He argues that this right is necessary for individuals to be able to make decisions and take action based on their own values, rather than relying solely on the values of others. Furthermore, James argues that this right is essential for individuals to be able to explore and discover new moral and ethical perspectives. He believes that without the right to believe, individuals would be unable to think for themselves and would be limited to the beliefs of those around them. Main idea number 3. The duty to believe. James argues that individuals have a duty to believe in certain things, even if there is no evidence to support it. Summary: William James argues that individuals have a duty to believe in certain things, even if there is no evidence to support it, and that this is known as the duty to believe. William James argues that individuals have a duty to believe in certain things, even if there is no evidence to support it. This is known as the duty to believe. According to James, this duty is based on the idea that certain beliefs are necessary for a meaningful life. He argues that if we are to live meaningful lives, we must be willing to accept certain beliefs without evidence. He believes that this is a moral obligation, and that it is our duty to believe in certain things, even if there is no evidence to support it. James argues that this duty to believe is not a blind faith, but rather a reasoned belief. He believes that we should be willing to accept certain beliefs without evidence, but that we should also be willing to examine the evidence and make an informed decision. He believes that this is the only way to live a meaningful life, and that it is our moral obligation to do so. James also argues that this duty to believe is not limited to religious beliefs. He believes that it applies to all beliefs, including scientific and philosophical beliefs. He believes that we should be willing to accept certain beliefs without evidence, but that we should also be willing to examine the evidence and make an informed decision. He believes that this is the only way to live a meaningful life, and that it is our moral obligation to do so. Main idea number 4. The value of belief. James argues that belief can be valuable, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that belief can be valuable, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the value of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief can be valuable, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the value of belief and explains that it is a form of faith that can be beneficial to individuals and society. James argues that belief can be a source of strength and courage, and can help people to take action and make decisions in the face of uncertainty. He also suggests that belief can be a source of comfort and solace in difficult times, and can help people to find meaning and purpose in life. Furthermore, James argues that belief can be a powerful force for social change, as it can inspire people to take action and work together to create a better world. James acknowledges that belief without evidence can be dangerous, as it can lead to false conclusions and misguided actions. However, he argues that this risk is outweighed by the potential benefits of belief. He suggests that, when used responsibly, belief can be a powerful tool for personal and social transformation. Ultimately, James argues that belief is an essential part of the human experience, and that it can be a valuable source of strength and hope. Main idea number 5. The power of belief. James argues that belief can be powerful, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that belief can be powerful, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the power of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief can be powerful, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the power of belief. According to James, belief can be a powerful force in our lives, and it can shape our actions and our decisions. He argues that even if we don't have evidence to support our beliefs, they can still be powerful and influential. He believes that our beliefs can be a source of strength and motivation, and that they can help us to achieve our goals. He also believes that our beliefs can be a source of comfort and solace in difficult times. James argues that the power of belief is not limited to religious beliefs, but can be applied to any belief system. He believes that our beliefs can be a source of strength and guidance, and that they can help us to make decisions and take action. He also believes that our beliefs can be a source of comfort and hope in difficult times. He argues that our beliefs can be a source of inspiration and motivation, and that they can help us to achieve our goals. James believes that the power of belief is an important part of our lives, and that it can be a powerful force for good. He argues that our beliefs can be a source of strength and guidance, and that they can help us to make decisions and take action. He also believes that our beliefs can be a source of comfort and hope in difficult times. He argues that our beliefs can be a source of inspiration and motivation, and that they can help us to achieve our goals. Main idea number 6. The nature of belief. James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. Summary: William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational, and that this is known as the nature of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He calls this the nature of belief. According to James, belief is a natural response to the world around us, and it is not necessarily irrational. He argues that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He further argues that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He also argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. James' argument is that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He believes that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He also believes that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He further argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. In conclusion, William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He believes that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He also believes that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He further argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. Main idea number 7. The role of faith. James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of faith. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the role of faith. According to James, faith is a form of belief that is based on a feeling of certainty, rather than on evidence or logical reasoning. He believes that faith can be a powerful motivator and can help people make decisions that they would not be able to make based on evidence alone. He also argues that faith can be a source of strength and courage in difficult times, and can help people to persevere in the face of adversity. James also argues that faith can be a source of inspiration and creativity. He believes that faith can help people to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. He also believes that faith can help people to find meaning and purpose in life, and to make sense of the world around them. Finally, James argues that faith can be a source of comfort and solace in times of distress, and can help people to cope with difficult emotions and situations. In conclusion, William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that faith can be a powerful motivator, a source of strength and courage, a source of inspiration and creativity, and a source of comfort and solace. By understanding and embracing the role of faith, people can make better decisions and find greater meaning and purpose in life. Main idea number 8. The place of doubt. James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the place of doubt. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the place of doubt and explains that it is a place where one can explore different possibilities and come to a conclusion without being bound by the constraints of evidence. James believes that this kind of doubt can be a powerful tool for personal growth and development, as it allows one to think outside the box and consider different perspectives. He also argues that this kind of doubt can lead to greater understanding and insight, as it encourages one to question their own beliefs and assumptions. Ultimately, James believes that doubt can be a valuable tool for personal growth and development, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. Main idea number 9. The necessity of belief. James argues that belief is necessary for progress, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that belief is necessary for progress, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the necessity of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief is necessary for progress, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the necessity of belief. According to James, belief is essential for progress because it allows us to take action and make decisions without having to wait for absolute certainty. He argues that without belief, we would be stuck in a state of perpetual doubt and indecision, unable to move forward. He also believes that belief can be a powerful motivator, inspiring us to take risks and pursue our goals. James acknowledges that belief can be dangerous if it is based on false information or unfounded assumptions. He argues, however, that this risk is outweighed by the potential benefits of belief. He believes that belief can be a source of strength and courage, enabling us to take risks and pursue our goals even in the face of uncertainty. He also believes that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, allowing us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Ultimately, James argues that belief is essential for progress and that it should not be dismissed simply because it is not based on evidence. He believes that belief can be a powerful force for good, enabling us to take action and make progress even in the absence of absolute certainty. Main idea number 10. The benefits of belief. James argues that belief can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that belief can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the benefits of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the benefits of belief. According to James, belief can be beneficial in two ways. First, it can provide a sense of comfort and security. Believing in something can give us a sense of purpose and direction, and can help us to cope with difficult situations. Second, belief can be a source of motivation and inspiration. Believing in something can give us the courage to take risks and to pursue our goals. James also argues that belief can be beneficial even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that it is sometimes necessary to take a leap of faith and to believe in something without having any proof. This can be beneficial because it can open up new possibilities and can lead to new discoveries. In conclusion, William James argues that belief can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that belief can provide comfort and security, and can be a source of motivation and inspiration. He also believes that it is sometimes necessary to take a leap of faith and to believe in something without having any proof, as this can open up new possibilities and can lead to new discoveries. Main idea number 11. The limits of belief. James argues that belief has its limits, and that it should not be taken too far. Summary: William James argues that belief has its limits, and that it should not be taken too far, and that this is known as the limits of belief. William James argues that belief has its limits, and that it should not be taken too far. He calls this the limits of belief. According to James, the limits of belief are determined by the evidence available to us. He states that we should not believe something simply because we want it to be true, or because it is convenient for us to do so. Instead, we should only believe something if there is sufficient evidence to support it. James also argues that we should not believe something simply because it is popular or because it is part of our culture. He believes that we should be open to new ideas and be willing to challenge our existing beliefs if the evidence suggests that they are wrong. He also believes that we should be willing to accept the possibility that our beliefs may be wrong, and that we should be willing to change them if new evidence arises. Ultimately, James believes that belief should be based on evidence and reason, and not on emotion or convenience. He believes that we should be willing to question our beliefs and be open to new ideas, and that we should not be afraid to challenge our existing beliefs if the evidence suggests that they are wrong. Main idea number 12. The role of reason. James argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of reason. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. This is known as the role of reason. According to James, reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is true or false. He believes that reason is the only way to determine the truth of a belief, and that it should be used to evaluate beliefs even if there is no evidence to support them. He argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is true or false. James also argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is reasonable or not. He believes that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is reasonable or not. He argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is reasonable or not. He believes that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is reasonable or not. Finally, James argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is justified or not. He believes that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is justified or not. He argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is justified or not. He believes that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is justified or not. In conclusion, William James argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is true, reasonable, or justified. He argues that reason should be used to evaluate beliefs because it is the only way to determine whether a belief is true, reasonable, or justified. This is known as the role of reason and is an important concept in James' philosophy. Main idea number 13. The nature of truth. James argues that truth is subjective and that it is not necessarily based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that truth is subjective, and that it is not necessarily based on evidence, and that this is known as the nature of truth. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that truth is subjective, and that it is not necessarily based on evidence. This is known as the nature of truth. According to James, truth is not an absolute, but rather a personal interpretation of reality. He believes that truth is based on individual experience and perspective, and that it is not necessarily the same for everyone. He argues that truth is not necessarily based on facts or evidence, but rather on personal beliefs and values. He believes that truth is not something that can be objectively measured or proven, but rather something that is subjective and open to interpretation. He also believes that truth is not necessarily absolute, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving. James argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through scientific inquiry or empirical evidence, but rather something that is based on individual experience and perspective. He believes that truth is not something that can be objectively measured or proven, but rather something that is subjective and open to interpretation. He also believes that truth is not necessarily absolute, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving. He argues that truth is not something that can be discovered through scientific inquiry or empirical evidence, but rather something that is based on individual experience and perspective. James' view of truth is an important contribution to the philosophical debate on the nature of truth. His view of truth as subjective and open to interpretation has been influential in many areas of philosophy, including epistemology, ethics, and aesthetics. His view of truth as something that is constantly changing and evolving has also been influential in the fields of psychology and sociology. His view of truth as something that is not necessarily based on facts or evidence has been influential in the fields of law and politics. Main idea number 14. The role of experience. James argues that experience can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that experience can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of experience. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that experience can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the role of experience. According to James, experience is a valuable tool for evaluating beliefs because it allows us to gain insight into the truth of a situation. He believes that experience can provide us with a more accurate understanding of reality than relying solely on evidence. Furthermore, James argues that experience can help us to form our own opinions and beliefs, rather than simply accepting what others tell us. He believes that by relying on our own experiences, we can gain a better understanding of the world around us and make more informed decisions. James also argues that experience can be used to evaluate beliefs in a more subjective way. He believes that by relying on our own experiences, we can gain a more personal understanding of a situation and form our own opinions. He believes that this can be more valuable than relying solely on evidence, as it allows us to form our own beliefs and opinions based on our own experiences. Furthermore, James argues that experience can help us to gain a better understanding of the world around us and make more informed decisions. Overall, William James argues that experience can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that experience can provide us with a more accurate understanding of reality than relying solely on evidence, and can help us to form our own opinions and beliefs. Furthermore, he believes that experience can help us to gain a better understanding of the world around us and make more informed decisions. Main idea number 15. The value of doubt. James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the value of doubt. William James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the value of doubt and explains that it can be used to challenge our own beliefs and assumptions. He believes that doubt can help us to think more critically and to question our own ideas and those of others. This can lead to a better understanding of the world and of ourselves. James also argues that doubt can be a source of creativity and innovation. He believes that by questioning our own beliefs and assumptions, we can come up with new ideas and solutions to problems. This can lead to greater progress and development in our lives and in society as a whole. Finally, James argues that doubt can be a source of strength and resilience. He believes that by questioning our own beliefs and assumptions, we can become more confident in our own abilities and more resilient in the face of adversity. This can help us to stay focused on our goals and to remain motivated even when things seem difficult. In conclusion, William James argues that doubt can be beneficial, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that it can help us to think more critically, to come up with new ideas and solutions, and to become more resilient in the face of adversity. This is known as the value of doubt and is something that we should all strive to embrace. Main idea number 16. The nature of belief. James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. Summary: William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational, and that this is known as the nature of belief. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He calls this the nature of belief. According to James, belief is a natural response to the world around us, and it is not necessarily irrational. He argues that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He further argues that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He also argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. James' argument is that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He believes that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He also believes that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He further argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. In conclusion, William James argues that belief is a natural phenomenon, and that it is not necessarily irrational. He believes that belief is a way of making sense of the world, and that it is a necessary part of our lives. He also believes that belief can be a source of strength and comfort, and that it can help us to make sense of our lives and our experiences. He further argues that belief can be a source of creativity and innovation, and that it can help us to explore new ideas and possibilities. Finally, he argues that belief can be a source of hope and optimism, and that it can help us to stay motivated and inspired. Main idea number 17. The role of emotion. James argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of emotion. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. This is known as the role of emotion. According to James, emotion can be used to assess the truth of a belief, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that emotion can be used to determine whether a belief is true or false, and that it can be used to make decisions about what to believe. He argues that emotion can be used to assess the value of a belief, and that it can be used to determine whether a belief is worth believing or not. He also believes that emotion can be used to determine whether a belief is worth pursuing or not. James argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs in a way that is not based on evidence, and that this is a valid way of assessing beliefs. He believes that emotion can be used to assess the truth of a belief, and that it can be used to make decisions about what to believe. He also believes that emotion can be used to assess the value of a belief, and that it can be used to determine whether a belief is worth pursuing or not. He argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs in a way that is not based on evidence, and that this is a valid way of assessing beliefs. James believes that emotion can be used to assess the truth of a belief, and that it can be used to make decisions about what to believe. He also believes that emotion can be used to assess the value of a belief, and that it can be used to determine whether a belief is worth pursuing or not. He argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs in a way that is not based on evidence, and that this is a valid way of assessing beliefs. He believes that emotion can be used to assess the truth of a belief, and that it can be used to make decisions about what to believe. He also believes that emotion can be used to assess the value of a belief, and that it can be used to determine whether a belief is worth pursuing or not. In conclusion, William James argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that emotion can be used to assess the truth of a belief, and that it can be used to make decisions about what to believe. He also believes that emotion can be used to assess the value of a belief, and that it can be used to determine whether a belief is worth pursuing or not. He argues that emotion can be used to evaluate beliefs in a way that is not based on evidence, and that this is a valid way of assessing beliefs. Main idea number 18. The place of faith. James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the place of faith. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the place of faith. According to James, faith is a form of belief that is based on a feeling of certainty, rather than on evidence or logical reasoning. He argues that faith can be a powerful motivator, and can help us make decisions that we would not be able to make based on evidence alone. He also argues that faith can be a source of strength and courage in difficult times, and can help us to persevere in the face of adversity. James also argues that faith can be a source of comfort and solace in times of distress. He believes that faith can provide us with a sense of hope and optimism, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. He also believes that faith can help us to find meaning and purpose in life, and can help us to make sense of the world around us. Finally, James argues that faith can be a source of inspiration and guidance, and can help us to make decisions that are in line with our values and beliefs. In conclusion, William James argues that faith can be a valuable tool in making decisions, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that faith can provide us with strength, courage, comfort, hope, and guidance, and can help us to make decisions that are in line with our values and beliefs. By embracing the place of faith, we can make decisions that are based on our own inner convictions, rather than on external evidence or logical reasoning. Main idea number 19. The role of intuition. James argues that intuition can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that intuition can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of intuition. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that intuition can play an important role in evaluating beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence. He calls this the role of intuition and explains that it is a way of understanding the world that is not necessarily based on facts or evidence. He believes that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, and that it can be a valuable tool in understanding the world. He argues that intuition can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of intuition. James explains that intuition is a form of knowledge that is based on feelings and experiences, rather than facts or evidence. He believes that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, and that it can be a valuable tool in understanding the world. He argues that intuition can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of intuition. He believes that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, and that it can be a valuable tool in understanding the world. James also argues that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, even if it is not based on evidence. He believes that intuition can be used to evaluate beliefs, even if it is not based on evidence, and that this is known as the role of intuition. He argues that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, and that it can be a valuable tool in understanding the world. He believes that intuition can be used to make decisions and form opinions, and that it can be a valuable tool in understanding the world. Main idea number 20. The nature of reality. James argues that reality is subjective, and that it is not necessarily based on evidence. Summary: William James argues that reality is subjective, and that it is not necessarily based on evidence, and that this is known as the nature of reality. In his book The Will to Believe, William James argues that reality is subjective, and that it is not necessarily based on evidence. He calls this the nature of reality. According to James, reality is not an objective truth that can be proven or disproven, but rather a subjective experience that is shaped by our beliefs and values. He believes that our beliefs and values are the foundation of our reality, and that they can be changed and adapted over time. He also argues that our beliefs and values can be influenced by our environment, our culture, and our experiences. Ultimately, James believes that reality is a personal experience, and that it is up to each individual to decide what is real and what is not. James also argues that our beliefs and values can be used to create our own reality. He believes that we can use our beliefs and values to shape our own experiences and to create our own version of reality. He believes that this is a powerful tool that can be used to create a better world. He argues that by using our beliefs and values to create our own reality, we can create a world that is more just, equitable, and compassionate. Ultimately, James argues that reality is subjective and that it is up to each individual to decide what is real and what is not. He believes that our beliefs and values are the foundation of our reality, and that they can be used to create our own version of reality. He believes that this is a powerful tool that can be used to create a better world.